If you're just tuning into this portion of the program, we're finding out that I'm a terrible husband. Alex found this marriage quiz from the 1930s, and I scored a score of plus three, which is pretty
horrible.
Much terrible.
Dog poop.
So I'm a bad husband. My wife, is she still there? Lindsay, are you there, my love?
Hey.
Would you agree I'm a terrible husband?
I would not say you're a terrible husband.
The hesitation disagrees with you. All right, so now it's my turn to rate my wife, and I'm going to be brutally honest, babe, okay? Like, I want our marriage to work, but I feel like I got to be honest. So, all right, Alex, hit me with these.
Answer with yes or no responses. Try to be as fast as possible. I'm going to start with merits this time first and then do the bad ones. So, is she a good hostess even to unexpected guests?
Yeah.
Okay, what I find interesting about this quiz is that they put a lot of weight on being able to handle your husband should be allowed to bring unexpected people over or home anytime he wants, apparently.
Well, she's a woman. What's she doing all day, right?
According to 1939. Does she have meals on time?
Sorry, Lindsay's breaking stuff in the background. Does she make meals on time?
Yeah.
No, I don't eat till like 8 o'clock every night.
Okay. Can she carry on an interesting conversation?
Yeah.
Jeez. In your voice, the harshness.
The voice has...
I guess, if you're going to make me. Can she play a musical instrument, like a piano, violin, etc.?
She can do the Hungarian crotch bugle pretty well.
That is disgusting.
Oh, it's vile.
No. She doesn't play an instrument. My wiener.
Does she get all dressed up for breakfast?
No.
Is she a neat housekeeper, tidy and clean?
No.
Does she personally put the children to bed? I would say,
the dogs,
since you have dogs.
Yes.
Okay. Never goes to bed angry, always makes up first.
Never. I have to apologize.
Oh, never.
That is so not true.
Yeah, right. If I screw up, you make me apologize. You won't talk to me.
You give me the silent treatment for days.
Days, Joe?
Days.
That's severe.
All right.
Okay, does she ask your opinions regarding important decisions and purchases?
Sometimes, like when it's for the dogs, she'll buy all the crap. But for other stuff, yeah, she usually talks. I'd say yes.
Okay, good sense of humor, jolly and gay.
Oh, very gay, yes.
Religious, sends children to church or Sunday school and goes herself.
Yes.
Oh, that's a plus 10 points.
Way to go.
Let husbands sleep late on Sundays and holidays.
Does it count if she nags and complains about it later?
I would say that is letting
you. She lets you, though, right?
She lets you, but
yeah,
like,
but
does
then she
really?
Bitches about it, yeah.
I don't know. So
she
yes?
She lets me, yeah.
Okay, so she got 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 points there. So now we're going to be deducting when we do the demerits. Is she slow in coming to bed, delays till husband is almost asleep?
Yes.
Doesn't like children.
I'm going to say yes, because I want kids and we don't have any yet.
Fails to sew on buttons or darn socks regularly. I don't know what that means.
She doesn't know how to sew. I have to sew everything.
Okay, she doesn't know how to sew. You sew, Joe?
Kind of. I'm not the greatest. She but
does.
That's so cute.
I've sewn our dog beds together like 5 times because I've ate them.
Wow. Does she wear soiled or ragged dresses and aprons around the house? Does she poop in her dress?
She's... I have found skid marks. No.
I guess dirty or raggedy looking clothes?
I mean, no. She usually is clean.
Okay. Wears red nail polish?
No.
I guess that's bad. That means you're
slut.
A whore. That means you're a whore.
Slut.
Whore. Jezebel.
So she never wears it?
No.
Okay.
She usually just bites her nails.
Is she often late for appointments?
Yes.
Ooh, that's bad. Seems in... does she have, like, runs in her pantyhose? Or they're on crooked.
Sometimes.
She got them crooked hoes.
Goes to bed with curlers on her hair or much face cream.
No. She puts a bunch of Vaseline on her lips.
If I was married and someone, like a husband was taking this quiz for me, he would put yes for that. Because I always go to bed with like self-tanner on and zit cream and all kinds of stuff. Okay, so.
Your lucky bed sheets.
She does or doesn't go to bed with tons of face cream and
no,
hair curlers.
No,
okay.
No.
Puts her cold feet on husband at night to warm them. That's a bad thing, they say. I definitely do this.
I don't know. I'm sleeping. Do you do that?
Not really.
No,
I sleep with socks on.
Okay.
So.
Is she a backseat driver?
Yes.
Does she flirt with other men at parties?
So bad.
I'm a good driver. Sorry, I don't drive so damn fast and reckless.
Does she flirt with other men at parties or in restaurants?
I kind of wonder. No, no, she doesn't. What?
It's suspicious and jealous.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so that is 5, 10, 15, 16, 17, 18. So that was 18 points, and she only scored 16, so she's negative 2, right?
Oh, no.
18 minus 16, right? The other way.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm bad at math.
Yeah,
remember
Alex
how earlier,
fails as a wife because she can't count.
I know. Earlier in the show, I said only one of us on the show has a college degree. It ain't me. Okay, so then, yeah, she only scored 2. You only scored 3. So I'd say that means you're soulmates, right?
Wait, does that mean I'm a better husband than her?
You are by 1 point a better husband, but she also scored very poor and is a failure as a wife, according to this 1939 marital rating scale that you can take, by the way. I posted it up. Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, or Instagram, at Joe and Alex
Show. I've been telling her that since we've been married, she's a failure. This is perfect. Finally, I'm validated.
So, Lindsay got +2. Joe got +3.
All right, Lindsay, I love you so much. You are a really good wife, even if the score says
otherwise.
That
was interesting, I thought. I thought it was entertaining. Was it boring or entertaining?
It was entertaining. A little long, but I thought it was entertaining.
I thought it was funny.
I liked it.
Of course you got. Everybody loves it because they can see my relationship
that's
falling
exactly.
apart.
See, that's what I like.
There we go. Why don't you guys get some damn boyfriends and girlfriends around here so we can poke and prod into your life?
I've been trying, but nobody likes SpongeBob or conspiracy theories.
Nobody wants us.
Nobody wants us. We're the reject pile.
There we go. Hey, I love you, babe. Have a good day.
Bye, Lindsay.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.